814 Galesburg's Morning News. Brand new program, Galesburg District 205. Instructional coaches. What is that? Who are they? What do they do? That's what we're going to find out here this morning. Got a studio full here this morning, starting from my right, Becky Miller. Becky, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. Doing well. Thank you, Tom.
Thanks for coming in. Stephanie Williams. Stephanie, good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing well, Tom. Thank you.
Jenny Kraut. Jenny, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm great. Thanks.
And Stu Schaffsma. Did I get it right?
No, but that's pretty close. Schaffsma.
Schaffsma. Okay.
Yeah, and I'm great. Good morning.
Well, sorry about that. I only asked you like three times, and yeah. I still didn't get it right. All right,
it
see, I need some coaching here. Well, thanks for being with us here this morning. Well, let's start off and talk a little bit about this program, new in District 205, of course, headed up by Tiffany Springer. Number one, all of you are have been teachers here already in District 205, and I'll start with you, Stu. Talk about this program and how, as far as you know, how everything came about and why you wanted to get into this side of the teaching part of it.
All right. Well, instructional coaching has been around, not in Galesburg, but for quite a while now. And I believe it was 2007, about 25% of schools in the United States had instructional coaches. So it's not a new thing necessarily. It's just new for Galesburg. And what we do is basically to put it simply, we partner with teachers to achieve goals that teachers want to achieve. And so it's very teacher driven. The teacher sets the goals. They ask us to come in. We don't come to them. They ask us to come. And it could be a small short-term goal. Maybe it takes a week or two, or it could be, hey, I want you to, you know, I have this huge idea I have. It's going to take a year, maybe more, and I want you to stick with me that whole time. And then that's what we do. We stick with them and we try to see things through with them and help them and gather resources and give advice. And I mean, I think the most powerful thing that we are for teachers a lot of times is just an outside perspective, a second set of eyes on their classroom. When you're teaching, you're in the moment. And it's hard to see or realize or, you know, all those things that are happening around you and, you know, what's preventing you from doing the things you're really wanting to do. And so a coach can help with that.
Well, and I guess, Jenny, having been a teacher, it obviously takes that to be an instructional coach, knowing what goes on in the classroom. And I guess part of it is maybe that instructional coach sitting in with you will maybe catch something that you don't catch. Is that kind of part of what's behind it?
Exactly. Being in the classroom, like Stu said, you're in the moment. You're focused on, you've got behaviors, you've got students with special needs, you've got your curriculum. There's so much going on that it really is hard to see everything going on. So just to have that extra set of eyes, seeing, you know, maybe if you just do one small thing differently, this would improve. Or maybe you could help this student in this way. So it's really nice. We can come in and either observe and collect data for a teacher, or we can video for them and watch it with them and maybe talk about how things went. Because you really do see things that you really weren't aware of.
And Stephanie, in this day and age also, there is just so much, especially here in the state of Illinois, so much piled on teachers every year. Something new that you have to do, you have to follow, and less time to concentrate on teaching the students, it seems like. So this has got to be something that really helps in that regard.
Absolutely. And so we're able to be there for teachers, like Stu and Jenny both said, and just being that extra set of eyes and ears for them. We are here. Our job is to uplift and support them, and we're in this partnership with them. It's a collaborative effort, and so we're working together. Whatever they need, we're here for them.
Total, what, there's nine instructional coaches now?
Nine instructional coaches.
Nine in the district, and does it cover grades all the way from K through 12? Covers all of it. All right, so Becky, let me ask you, why did you, you want to switch from the teaching side to, I guess, you're still teaching, I guess, this side of teaching as an instructional coach?
Well, I had opportunities to participate in mentoring programs with the district and help teachers, and so this just seemed a way that maybe I could help even more students if I could help teachers in reflecting and kind of personalize their professional development, then we could reach even more students.
So it was kind of a no-brainer when this came about and the opportunity came up?
Absolutely. I was very excited about it, knowing the value of coaching and how much coaching helps to solidify professional development. Oftentimes, if a teacher goes to a conference, there's not a lot of implementation that really comes back. They may get an idea, but they don't have the support to implement it. So we're able to provide that support, and so you have greater implementation of effective strategies. Then,
what did you teach most recently prior to changing to an instructional coach?
I was an interventionist, so I work with struggling readers predominantly.
Okay. How about you, Stephanie? What did you teach previously?
I was also an interventionist. as well. And then prior to that, I taught kindergarten over at Silas, and I was there for 7 years, and as a reading recovery teacher for 5 years previous to that. So a lot of different positions.
Absolutely.
I was excited to get out, though, and be an instructional coach and just reach and impact more students and teachers as well. So,
and I guess it's nice, as Stephanie just said, Jenny, to get, you know, you've been doing something similar for quite a while, to try something a little bit different. What were you doing previously?
I was a middle school math teacher for 20 years. I taught at Churchill, and I was just ready to try something new. And it's scary, and it was hard to leave the classroom because I love my students. I love junior high kids. I know that makes me crazy, but it was hard, but I was ready for a new challenge. And I, too, like Becky said, loved mentoring teachers and having student teachers and just getting to help others impact students.
Yeah, and Stu, I'm guessing that's, as Jenny mentioned, it's kind of hard not having as much interaction with the students now.
Definitely. That's been the hardest part for all of us. Yeah. Is this, it's a complete change, and you miss the kids, you know. But as we get, I feel, as we're getting more and more into this and we're understanding and you know, we're using our time and we're seeing kids a lot more than, you know, when we started, because it's just becoming, we're figuring out a little bit how to get all that into our day and our schedules. So that's nice.
And what were you doing previously?
I was a high school social studies teacher.
Okay. So you guys have been, and that's why you all got into it, was to help the kids.
Absolutely.
And you're just doing it in a little bit different way now. I don't know, whichever one of you wants to answer, talk about how the program got started. Of course, Tiffany Springer is the director of curriculum for the district. Did this come from her, or did this come from maybe staff or faculty, or where did the idea come from to do this?
I think it was a dream of Dr. Asplund's when he came to this district. Yes, and Tiffany Springer was absolutely on board and saw the value in it, and so they really pushed to get it done.
And as we mentioned, you've got 9 currently. I know initially Tiffany had said that she would like to have a total of 10, so already almost to that goal in the first year. Do you know, is there any plans for expansion as the program goes on?
Not as right now. We're currently just remaining at our 9. We did have a 10th coach, and they were able to pursue another job and their dream job. And so we hated to, unfortunate to lose them at this time, but they're doing well. And so right now we just do have 9.
Are each of you like at a particular level that you work with, certain grades that you work with those teachers, sir?
We can span the grade levels. So even though most of my experience was in elementary, I can certainly work with junior high or high school teachers, as we all can. It's all on teacher requests. So who they want to work with them. And then if they aren't really sure who they want, we can kind of steer them towards somebody who might have the more expertise to assist them.
Well, I got to ask, how has it been received by the teachers? Have you gotten good response so far?
We have.
Yeah, pretty good.
Yeah, and we were kind of surprised. Initially, we thought we would just get new teachers that were wanting that support, but we've had veteran teachers, new teachers, the whole gamut. So it's been exciting to work with them as well. I think we've worked with, did we decide, 55 teachers at this
point?
More than 50.
Well, I guess, and Jenny, in your case in particular, doing it in the classroom for, 20 years, you said? Mm-hmm. I mean, if you were on the other side of it, probably your first thought is like, you know, I've been doing this a long time. I know what's going on. But then maybe you realize like, okay, I'm into a routine here, and I guess maybe I'm to the point where maybe I am missing something with a student or a couple of students.
Right. A routine can very quickly become a rut. And I've always said that when I think I know everything, it's time to leave the profession, because there's always room to grow and always room to change up what you're doing. And it just makes it more exciting and more engaging for you and the students. So I said when I was interviewing, I said, if I'm not a coach, I want to get a coach, because I know there's something I can improve even after 20 years.
Yeah, and as I understand, it was no cost to the district. Is that right? That there wasn't added personnel, or is that the case?
We're partially funded through, I believe. Well, I'm not exactly sure. I guess I don't want to misspeak.
Okay, yeah. I thought I had read somewhere in one of the stories we had done that there wasn't costing the district any extra money anyway to implement the program, so which is obviously a good thing. The instructional coaches, Galesburg High School, 4 of them joining us here this morning, a total of 9 in the district. Talk about, I'll start with you, Becky, maybe your goal going forward. Obviously, you guys are in the learning process as well. Talk about maybe your goal as this program moves forward.
Well, I think our goal is to expand it to more teachers so that they can feel the support and not feel as overwhelmed or stressed in their classrooms, so that we can help them share that burden, whether it's looking at assessment, driving their instruction, helping with behavior management, classroom management. So we would definitely like to expand that to more teachers and continue to offer professional development opportunities. That's one of the parts or the pieces that we work with as well, is offering professional development on new curriculum or research articles, things like that.
How about you, Stephanie? Anything that you've seen that is like, I mean, here's a way maybe we could improve, or something you see maybe coming in the future for the instructional coaches?
Well, our goal is to increase student engagement and student achievement. And then just thinking about the teachers, we want more success from them, and they want to be better. And I had a teacher actually tell me that, you know, what way to improve is to actually have a coach. I want to be better. I want to do better. And so just being able to see more teachers get involved with having an instructional coach and what we're all about.
Yeah, and I guess it makes sense. We talk, you know, athletics, whatever. There's coaches in all kind of sports, and why
Absolutely.
Not for something like this, right? Jenny, how about you? What do you see for the future for instructional coaches in the program?
I would love for coaching to become the norm. You know, it's not, we're not about, you know, fixing people or improving people. It's just about collaboration and all about student achievement. So anything we can do collaboratively. So I just want it to become normal to see us in the buildings and see us in your classrooms, and for that just to become a comfortable, normal thing. This is how we do business in 205.
Yeah, and I guess in some respects there's a level of comfort because you guys have all been teachers, and depending on the building, maybe, you know, the students and other teachers have seen you around and know who you are. So there's at least that level of comfort.
Right, right.
How about, Stu, anything that you see in the future, or any hopes for the program?
I would echo what Jenny said. I hope in the future that it's just a normal cultural thing. You know, right now it's not normal to ask for a coach, you know, or to seek out that. When you have a problem as a teacher, it's very isolating. Or when you're frustrated as a teacher, you're very isolated, and it's very hard to seek out help. And it's not that we have bad administrators, but you feel a little nervous going to them because they're also your boss and they evaluate you and, you know, all those things. We don't do any of that. So I'd just like it to be normal for a teacher to think, you know, I'd really would like to change the way I grade this assignment. Maybe I should ask a coach to come in this afternoon and take a look at this with me. I wish, you know, that's my goal, is that teachers would just think along those terms rather than, well, I guess, you know, this is on me and only me, and that's not really the case.
Yeah, I guess you don't want to feel like you're a failure.
Right.
Which that's not what the point of this program is. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's there to help you, but also more to improve you, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right. Any final thoughts from any of you? I'll let any of you speak on any final thoughts about the instructional coaches and what maybe somebody in the district should know that they don't know.
Well, I was thinking one of the things that we actually do in our district right now is have pineapple classrooms. And Nielsen Elementary School started this last year. And our pineapple is a way of welcome. And so if a teacher actually has a pineapple, actually shaped pineapple, a little printed out paper that we have in the shape of a pineapple, if they have that outside their classroom door, it is a way of letting us know that as a coach that we can come in and see what great things that are going on in their classrooms. And sometimes this actually turns into an actual coaching session. Like, I noticed that you came into my classroom and were able to see some things that I was doing. And, you know, do you have any feedback for me? You know, anything that you can give or take, you know, wait, so.
That's got to be nice for you guys as coaches to
Absolutely.
Walk through and see that and know it's like, hey, I can go in and maybe offer some advice.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's the thing, is we just want teachers to know that we're here to support them, because it is, like Stu said, very isolating. And it's very humbling to have someone come into your classroom. So we're always grateful when somebody is, you know, offering to let us do that. And teaching is so complex. And I think until you get into the classroom, you don't realize how draining it can be and how overwhelming it can be. So just to know that, I'm really proud that this district has done this. Just to give that support to teachers is phenomenal.
Yeah, you talked about being isolated. There's, you know, usually one or two people that do what you do in your building.
Right.
That's it.
Right, right.
So, yeah, that,
right.
I guess that would feel very isolating. Anything else for you, Becky?
No, just really excited about what's on the horizon for us, being continued to be able to support our teachers and see what they need. We've sent out some surveys, you know, what kind of professional development are you interested in, and we hope we can continue to offer those things for them as well as being support in the classroom.
Stu, anything, any final thoughts?
I would just encourage any teacher to get a coach. Try it out. You may not think you need one, or it might not be for you. And it's not that you need one. It's that, you know, what could you do with a coach that you're not doing now? It's not because you lack something. It's because you want to do more. And when you collaborate with another person, you end up, you know, you're adding people. You're getting more out of it. So I would just encourage anybody to try it. Get a coach and see how it goes.
Hey, do what you can do to be the best you can be at what you do, right?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, Stu Skousma, right? Did I get
Very
it that
good.
Time? Stu, Jenny, Stephanie, and Becky, all thank you so much for what you're doing for the district, and thanks for taking some time with us this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you
for having us.